This has not been a slow summer on the economic front. As Tracy was just telling us, the bond market has been interesting. There was a rash overnight of central banks cutting interest rates to juice their economies, a la the Federal Reserve here. The stock market tanked this week, then it untanked, then it re-tanked this morning before it untanked again. There's global slowing, business unease, none of them promising economic signs. So, from Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, some recession early indicators.
Talk to a bunch of economists and business owners, like I did over the past 24 hours, and you hear a fair amount of worry. Not panic, head for the exit stuff, just a sense of unease. Randy Delwo runs a small company that makes scientific instruments in Bend, Oregon.
Things are slowing down, in particular international sales to Europe and particularly China.
Jamie Moorhead owns a pottery business in Orlando. You can take a class, make your own coffee mug.
Some things worry me. In the retail side, it's not as good as last year.
Moorhead thinks the job market's gotten worse, too. The part-time entry-level jobs she offers are attracting more overqualified college grads. What Moorhead and Delwo are seeing in their businesses fits the economic big picture right now, says Mark Zandi at Moody's Analytics. The U.S. economy is still growing.
Although the rate of growth has slowed quite sharply from this time last year, and all indications are that it will continue to slow, and recession risks are now high and rising.
Zandi puts the chance of recession in the next 6 to 12 months at better than 50-50. Here are the signs he sees. Exports and manufacturing are down sharply, so is business spending on facilities and equipment. And there's the very real prospect that the ongoing trade war will make everything worse, leading to layoffs, driving up consumer prices. But despite all the recent unnerving news and market gyrations, for workers and consumers, the U.S. economy is still doing okay overall. Job creation and hiring have slowed moderately, but are still solid, says Nick Bunker at the Indeed Hiring Lab.
Right now, I don't see any indication the U.S. labor market is in recession or necessarily pointing towards one.
What would raise serious worries that a recession is upon us? A sharp uptick in unemployment. Consumers getting the jitters from layoffs or higher prices from tariffs and pulling back on spending for back to school and the holidays. Then we could be in for a pretty tough 2020. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.